From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Travis Harris and the West Coast Turnarounds, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
In the middle of the night, somebody snooping through the hollow with a cold old light. Well, the jig is up, son, they're shooting us down. Son, now get that corn whiskey the hell out of town.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm the host of Red Barn Radio, Brad Becker, and I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 498th live performance. Welcome to the Red Barn Radio stage, Travis Harris and the West Coast Turnarounds. Travis comes from a bluegrass roots background and started his lust for music at an early age. Travis and the band are from Southeast Kentucky, and they hold steady to the roots of original country music, writing and singing songs from the working man's point of view. Please welcome, folks, tonight's guest to Red Barn Radio, Travis Harris and the West Coast Turnarounds.
Watch her waltz out on that dance floor and find a groove. Swinging to the music of any old country tune. She raised up on old Haggard and George Jones. She might get a little crazy, but still act like a lady. She's sipping on straight whiskey, boy. She ain't drinking on no wine. She gets off on old Wailing Hoss each and every time. She's a rebel, proud, and outlaw to the bone. Little country honey, spending daddy's money. She always hide your husband, but he'd just hide your eyes. When you see her shake, what the good Lord give her, it'll start some kind of fight. She's got it all, where it all means the most. Now, brother, I ain't fooling. She knows just what she's doing. Devil in disguise. Don't even ask, don't think about it. Ain't man enough to take her home tonight. Right through you, long, but she may be the devil in disguise. Even as, don't think about it, ain't man enough to take her home tonight. Thanks
so much.
All right. Hey, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker, the host of this program. Tonight, we have with us Travis Harris and the West Coast Turnarounds. Man, you guys play your instruments well.
Thank you.
That's a great sound.
Appreciate that.
Great sound. I want to talk, Travis, with your bandmates. First, may I have permission to speak with your bandmates?
Oh, yeah,
absolutely. I want to start over here on my far right. I've got a guy playing a fine Telecaster. That's American made. It looks almost new.
It's fairly new, but it's been well taken care of.
Tell me about your sort of guitar background. Who'd you learn to play from, and how'd you learn to play like that?
Logan Gray.
I learned from my father. I got a start from him. Yes, he's a big Jimmy Rogers fan. And,
oh, all right.
You know, just some of the more traditional country Western music. I grew up around music, and I never wanted to fool with it, and I started when I was about 12 or 13, just out of the blue one day, I started messing with the guitar, so.
The first guitar you fiddled around with, a electric guitar, or was it an acoustic?
It was a Gibson J50.
Oh.
An older J50, yeah, so.
Well, that's a nice guitar to get handed when you're 12 years old.
It's a pretty good start, man.
Yeah, that's not bad. Most people talk about like, sort of the Montgomery Ward or Sears or...
Dad always had nice stuff laying around. That was something that I was blessed with, I guess. Access to good instruments, and that's something that any kid needs if they want to learn to play, is something worth playing on.
Someday we'll all get what we deserve. Rejoice for the good and pay for the ones you hurt. When the lights go out at night, will I haunt your dreams? Feelings that turn cold. Sometimes, honey, things ain't what they seem. Well, now I do my best work when my back is pressed against the wall. Sometimes I get down, without a doubt I won't be down long. You'll now feel the smoke and light, a silhouette up our stage. As the days go by, it's just a turning up a page.
You've just joined us. Tonight, we're with Travis Harris and the West Coast Turnarounds on Red Barn Radio.
It's hard to start out playing a crappy guitar. That's a common misconception, I feel like. Yeah. You buy a cheap guitar, and it's hard to play. So as soon as you start playing it, it hurts your fingers. And it's going to anyway when you first start playing. But some guitars are a little worse than others.
I think if I had started with a crappy guitar, I never would have played on. You know, the legends, of course, you know, they all say, right, they started with the Big Lots type guitar. Yeah.
And I did too.
And they just had so much drive. They just played and played till their hands bled.
Right.
And then before they knew it, they had a 0017 or a D28 in their hands. So you had great instruments around the house. Just your dad play?
My dad, I have four brothers, and three of them play very well. And the other one's nothing to sneeze at. Well, the other one's me, but, you know.
Well, you're nothing to sneeze at. So you got just a musical family. Are they all into country music?
Country, gospel, yeah.
Okay. It's great to have you here. Really love what you bring to the music.
Well, thank you, sir. It's an honor.
Great.
To be with these guys.
Snappy sound.
Bring on whiskey. Bring on them women, boys. Let's do it right. Bring on the thick smoke. Bring on the dim lights. Bring it on a Saturday night. Well, it's been a long, hot week. Working hard for a dollar. Out there, boys, just living the dream. I'm ready to get loud. I tear them, hit the town. Turn it loose, boys. Wanna hear somebody scream.
Jason, you're back there on the drums, and how long have you been playing with Travis?
Jason Foster.
We started playing together, I guess, I was like 16.
Yeah, I was snatching him out of high school, sneaking him out of school to go play in bars.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's been a little longer. I guess it's been like 12 years, man.
It's been a long time.
I mean, it seems to me that the drum beats you laid down, they're so country outlaws, Waylon Jennings style sounds.
That's definitely part of my influence. I'm also influenced by, you know, like Levon Helm. Drummers like that, Keith Moon, you know, stuff. I'm trying to be real quiet in here. I'm trying to be as quiet as I can. It's hard at times.
What do you call those sticks with all the dowels in them?
I'm using multi-rods. These are made by ProMark. These are hot rods here. They're a little smaller.
They're called
multi-rod sticks.
Okay, yeah. You like rock drummers, not just country drummers.
Absolutely, yeah.
Who would you say, as far as the country drummers go, who is it that you really locked down on?
Richie Albright's one of my drumming heroes on the countryside.
Yeah, tell people who Richie
Albright played for Waylon Jennings. I really like his approach. W.S. Holland for Johnny Cash was a great country drummer. He was an innovator.
Are both those guys still around, or are either of them still around?
Yes, both of them.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, you can catch them sometimes around Nashville. They do different, I don't know if they're clinics, but they're, you know, different events.
What's the signature drum thing that Johnny Cash's drummer did?
Of course, Folsom Prison has been played 100,000 different ways, you know, in different bars. The way WS done it is actually really hard. You know, you're doing just doubles. He's doing that with great control and volume, but it'll wear your hands out if you try to play it the right way.
I started picking them bars and old honky-tonks when I was 16 years old. When the weekend come, I was Tennessee bound, had to put on a show. All them other boys and girls were getting their kicks from things teenagers do. Well, I was sucking down shots, middle finger in the air, honey, picking out that lovesick blues. I'm getting high, 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 and then some. Honey, life's too short not to rock and roll. I'm getting high, 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 and then some. You better stand back, boys, wind me up and watch me go. Drink, taking lessons from Hank, living life like a country song. Never touch the ground for several years, honey, staying up all night long. Hurting women on the left, hurting women on the right, and what else can I say? Had them standing in line night after night just to hear us pick and sing. I was getting high, 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 and then some. Watch me go. Well, I looked in the mirror early one morning and it was clear as day. My eyes look like two maps to hell. I could see the lines on my face. Well, I lost touch with the music and got caught up in that old junk scene. Had to take a break for a couple of years. Had to rearrange a few things. I was getting watch me go. Watch me go.
Jonathan New is here playing the bass guitar. Where do you come from in the musical spectrum? Have you always gone country music?
Started out in gospel music, singing in church when I was a little kid.
Uh-huh.
Jonathan New.
My daddy was a minister.
So, oh, really?
Yeah. So I'm a preacher's kid. That explains a lot.
Well, I would have to go out with you out on town to find out about that.
My daddy was a minister, and so there was that. And then he would take off sometimes on a Saturday to go do whatever it was he needed to do on Saturdays, like weddings or a funeral or something, you know?
Uh-huh.
And so when he would do that and he would be gone for a little while, Mom would dig out the country records. She liked Johnny Cash and George Jones, Tammy Wynette and Loretta Lynn, things like that. And we could only listen to those records when he was gone.
I was just going to ask you about that.
Yeah, he wasn't a big fan of music. Uh-huh. That's where it all music started for me, was that. The first album I remember sitting down and listening to from start to finish and wanting to learn every song was Johnny Cash Live at Folsom Prison. Yeah. So.
You write some songs, too.
I try.
Yeah. What kind of songs do you write? Are they written for country music?
A few of them could be categorized as country, but I don't know, like folk songs, Americana, bluegrass, blues, yeah, a lot of different things.
You play other instruments?
Yes.
Okay, what other instruments do you play?
Guitar is my main instrument, and then I play some piano, play a little bit on the mandolin, a little bit on dobro, a few other little things here and there.
Nice. All right.
Now they gone. Flood this valley. They're gonna make us pack up and leave our homes. Cold gonna buy land, gonna make us move to town. Gonna dam up the river and make electricity. Just chalk another up to prosperity. Got 50 acres of bottom here behind me. In 30 days to be swallowed by the deep. And these fields will build my life just to kiss it all goodbye. Gonna make a brighter future for you and you and me. Flip a light switch on and call it prosperity. Mister, what you gonna do with the ones who passed on? You gonna dig them on up from your final resting place? You gonna try to exhume their bones? Ain't no way you can get them on. Pine boxes busting the surface in your dreams. Just let out a howl and call it prosperity. Yeah. As the Cumberland River rises to 100 feet. When the lights come on, we'll call it prosperity.
Thank y'all. That's a song that's very near and dear to me. my grandma, we live right on Lake Cumberland, and my grandma was telling me one day about all the folks she knew that had lost their homes and lost their land and everything around them when they flooded the Cumberland River to make Lake Cumberland.
Up all night now, honey, don't you feel that sting? Born to lose now, honey, never have anything. Why you disappoint me with the sarcasm in your laugh? Gone over the edge now, honey, there ain't no turning back. Hooked on the codeine, honey, got me singing the blues. Turned me every which way, just ain't gonna turn me loose. So damn easy, honey, got me coming apart at the seams. Slave of the codeine, honey, it's a nightmare, not a dream. Took my
coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Travis Harris and the West Coast Turnarounds. Recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Travis Harris and the West Coast Turnarounds after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.
Hooked on a codeine, honey, got me singing the blues. Turned me every which way, just ain't gonna turn me loose. Hooked on the codeine, honey, got me fighting for air. Spinning my wheels round and round, just ain't gonna go nowhere. Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Travis Harris and the West Coast Turnarounds, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
I'd walk 100 miles on that road if she'd be at the end. Well, now anything that look at good is not a deal of sin. She got that look in her eyes. If I didn't know better, I think she just fell from the sky. Lord, have mercy on me. I just got to have it. She's working on me like a cocaine habit. On, 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 honey. But Lord, you're easy on the eyes. Your head out the clouds. You need to be thinking about how we're getting a seed in the ground. All I can think about is that dress of whipping in the wind. and look in her eyes. If I didn't know better, I'd think she just fell from the sky. Lord, have mercy on me. I just got to have it. She's working on me like a cocaine habit. On, honey. On, honey, but Lord, you're easy on the eyes.
Thank you. Thank y'all. All right, Lewis. Let's honky-tonk them a little bit here. That is. That's off the new record. Let's do Fill Some Boots, boys. This is another one off The Truth and Other Lies. A little driving number.
Driving all day, staying up all night. No rest for the wicked. I'll sleep when I die. Not the smoke. Another town, another hotel room, as we make our rounds. So don't come.
Say during the show is my far right, your far left, the sauce man, Mr. Mo Dalton.
The what man?
The sauce man.
The sauce
he adds
man.
The country sauce to it, man.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like that pedal steel sound just changes the whole thing.
For the style of music that we're doing, it's almost essential. You know,
yeah.
I played for years without a steel player in the band, and now that I have one, it's really hard to play this kind of music without it. You know?
I would think so.
Yeah, I mean, it's just honky-tonk to the core. You know, the crying steel licks in a song, the drive that the steel puts in it, it's unmistakable in the music. And it's, like I say, it's just essential. You have to have it in it.
I was reading something a little while back about pedal steel and country music. Maybe pedal steel was being lost in country music because of the way that country has gone so much more in the rock direction. Where country bands used to play more ballads.
Our new country has got the heavier beat for the younger people. They're the ones that buys the CDs.
Mo Dalton.
The steel guitar, basically you still have four or five good country artists, George Strait, Alan Jackson, people like that still making records with a steel guitar. It's kind of disappearing. I wish we could get more people involved in playing it. It's something that's been around since Hank Williams. Huh. Of course, he didn't have pedals on his steel guitars. They played in a C6 tuning at that time. Mid-60s, we came in with George Jones and Buck Owens, and they started a new neck on the steel, and that's where the newer steel sound comes from. And they keep adding pedals. They've got them with 8 knee levers. This one here I play is a single neck built by, it's a Derby. Where does that tell you it was built at? Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, yeah.
A fellow by the name of Charlie Stepp built these guitars. But he worked for Emmons Guitar Steel Guitar Company for years and then started building his own in Louisville. I had one time that told me I needed to put this on a platform and put big motorcycle exhaust on it and roll out into the crowd.
Well, maybe that's the future. Maybe that's what's going to bring young people to the steel guitar, Mo.
There was a time when she used to hold me, swore there'd never be another. She was mine until the end of time. But things have surely changed. My life's been rearranged. Long she took my world and she turned it upside down. Well, now she used to call me baby, but now she don't call at all. She's found someone new to kiss at night and hold till the break of setting in helps to keep the pain at bay. I'm never alone and I ain't waiting by a phone. And that jukebox in the corner seems to know when I'm feeling blue. Need a crying song I call on old George Jones.
If you've just joined us, tonight we're with Travis Harris and the West Coast Turnarounds on Red Barn Radio.
When the bars are all empty tonight, you may see me walking alone. In a crowd of strange faces, I wander, Lord, I'm light years away from home. 'cause his neon lights, they burn in sodden dreams. Just can't tell if I'm out of control. I can hear that old highway calling me. Got a fire burning deep inside my soul.
Hey, Travis, what in your mind is the sort of significant change maybe that's come about or growth that's come about in this band from your first CD to your second one?
The first album, I had some songwriter songs like, you know, the Codeine, the song Codeine. That's kind of a songwriter song. For our live show, we switched Prosperity up and made it a little bit more upbeat where we can actually play it out. And in bars and places like that, and grab people's attention with it.
Yeah.
Travis Harris.
You know, Honky Tonks and High Water had some classic country songs on it. We've progressed as a band. Logan brought so much to this record. I brought the songs to the table when I wrote them. And I said, look, this is what we got. And brought them to practice, and we kind of repped them. But Logan, when he came in, there's a song I'm going to do it later called Burn It Down. I had no idea when I wrote this song that it was going to sound like it does now. He comes in and he's like, well, how about we do this? We all just got a little bit more creative with this record. It's got kind of a little bit of rock to it, you know, to appeal to a younger crowd. But then we still got the songs like She Used to Call Me Baby and Million Dollars a Day that are still the classic country songs.
Well, I just came into town and I got some terrible news. You've been sleeping around for a while, playing me like a fool. And in that house and in that bed is where we made our lives. Yeah, but me and my partner Jimmy Bean, we're gonna level the field tonight. I'm on your memory ablaze. your stars. You ain't 6 feet on the ground. No couple of deep hollers where you never be found. Home and I just count my losses and I pray that it don't rain. I sit back in my lawn chair, make a toast to my old plane.
What are the kind of conversations you guys have as a band about how to make new but authentic country music?
We've never tried to plan it out and say, well, we're going to write a new country song but make it sound old. The songs I write is just, it's just where I'm stuck. Somebody told me I'm an old soul, and I may be, because it's just what comes out.
She packed a bag and moved to Florida. Been blue since she been gone. Now this smoky old motel room is now my old Kentucky home. All she left me was some whiskey, this funny cigarette she rolled. It must have been a main intention to watch our dreams go up in smoke. And I'm bluegrass morning. I'm on blow my mind away in this smoky old motel room. Looks like it's gonna be another bluegrass. Guzzling blue Kentucky moon. It's another bluegrass morning. I'm on a blow my mind away in this smoky old motel room. Looks like it's gonna be another bluegrass. We'll be right back.
I'd like to thank our guests, Travis Harris and West Coast Turnarounds, for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast. I also want to thank those of you in the studio audience, those of you who came from out of town and be part of the experience here. We're grateful to you for coming. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall, this beautiful space here at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on not only tonight's guests, but future guests and past guests. And we also have past programs there that you can check out. We're going to get Travis Harris and the West Coast Turnarounds to play one more tune for us. Does that sound good to you?
What they do with the steel guitars was all the harmony. Felt right at home in a smoking bar. Now I'm the few and far between. Lord, they forgot about the outlaws, those who went against the grain. They're sacrificing country music, $1 million a day. Now when I was just a boy, 13 years of age, first time I heard the Man in Black sing about prison and trains. When I first heard Hank Williams, Lord, I've never been the same. Now the rich keep getting richer, living off both the names. What they do with the steel guitar? Where's all the harmony? Felt right at home in a smoking bar. Now the few and far between. Lord, they forgot about the mountain walls. Those who went against the grain. They're sacrificing country music. $1 million a day. Now the times are surely changing. They're moving faster every day. We've come a long way from the nudist suits and that old opera stage. Got dudes with painted on britches. They're playing dress up on the stage. They're sacrificing country music for $1 million a day. So what they do with the steel guitar? They forgot about the outlaws, those who went against the grain. They're sacrificing country music for $1 million a day. They're sacrificing country music for $1 million a day.
Thank y'all.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Travis Harris and the West Coast Turnarounds for being with us tonight. Our thanks to Marco's Pizza for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. Marco's authentic Italian pizza with fresh ingredients and consistent levels of quality and freshness. You can find a store near you at cms.marcos.com. Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source, offering personal and professional repair for home and small business PC, Mac, and iPad users. Their initial consultation and analysis is always free. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. Trails End Life is Red Barn Radio's video producer. Trails End is on the web at trailsendlife.com. Red Barn Radio is produced and directed by Ed Commons. Our associate producer and program host is Brad Becker. We thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson and Lynn Hacker. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at the same time with the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau, showcasing the premier places to experience in Central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.